Fitz in the Morning on the Bull. This is Make Up or Break Up. A Northwest couple is having some drama. Let's get together and help them out. You decide. Should they make up or break up? Listen to the drama and then be a five-minute hero by sharing your advice. Call Fitz at 833-822-BULL. 833-822-BULL. Or text to 96459. It's Make Up or Break Up with Fitz in the Morning.
All right, first thing I want to say is, what's up? We are live on Facebook right now, so if you want to meet everybody on Make Up or Break Up today, go to 98.9 The Bull's Facebook page right now. Watch us live. It's like a little TV show. Make Up or Break Up is, well, a Northwest couple is having some drama. So let's get together and help them out. You decide, should they make up or break up? We're going to need some five-minute heroes, as always, 833-822-BULL. I would love to welcome to the show right now, Allie from Lacey. Hi, Allie. What's up?
Hi. How's it going?
Hey, what's up? Nice to meet you. Thank you so much for reaching out to me on Facebook. And I loved your sort of subject on my Facebook page. It caught my attention. It said birthday from hell.
Oh.
So I clicked on it. And Allie, share with everyone what you shared with me about what you're considering to be the worst birthday of your entire life.
Yep. Well, I didn't think that when I woke up that morning that my day would end in tears, but I basically had the worst birthday. I felt so unspecial. So my boyfriend, we've been together about 9 months. He completely forgot my birthday.
Oh. All right.
He didn't. It's not that he just, like, didn't get me a gift. You know, maybe he didn't have money or something. No, he didn't plan anything. He didn't say anything. He didn't even get me a card or something small like flowers. There was no mention that day of it being my birthday at all. He had no idea.
Did he just, you know, completely forget, you're saying? He just didn't have any idea what day it was? Yeah.
Not at all. Not until I had to remind him. Right. We were sitting watching TV, watching a rerun of The Bachelor, and I just looked at, and I was just kept thinking to myself, like, okay, maybe he's going to say, all right, let's go, like, let's go to dinner, like, let's go celebrate. Nothing until I looked at him and I just said, are you freaking kidding me? Do you have any idea what day it is? And he just, like, blank face, had no idea.
Oh, so,
no.
And you said,
I had to tell him.
You've been together for 9 months. I'm assuming there's some indication along the way that this date was a known date. You at some point let him know when your birthday was, right?
Yeah, I told him before. I mean, and I didn't give him like a 1 week reminder or anything, but I told him when my birthday is. He has Facebook. He can look it up on my profile. I mean, it's not a mystery.
Okay, so what was his response whenever you said, you forgot my birthday? What happened next? What did he say to that?
You know, he just said, oh, you know, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize, you know, I have had such a busy couple months and I've just been like stressed. And he was like, well, we can go out right now. And at that point, it's already 9 o'clock.
Do you think his mind might be on other things? Like, do you think he might be cheating on you?
Slow down.
She's vulnerable right now. Yeah. Fitz, don't do that.
I just started.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope not, but
I know he's got
other things going on.
I have a whole bunch of babies, and I know how hard it is sometimes to forget birthdays and stuff. I mean, sometimes it just happens. I mean, could it be he just absolutely blanked out and he just forgot? And maybe you're being a little hard on him?
I mean, yeah, it's possible that he just forgot, but I just feel so disrespected and, like, I'm just so disappointed in him. Like, I just feel like if he forgot about my birthday, what else is he going to forget about? Like, it just,
right.
Just shows he's not even thinking about me.
Yeah.
All right, as always, we need some five-minute heroes right now. We need your advice. Should they make up or break up? 833-822-BULL. You can text the show to 96459. Also, meet everybody because we are live right now on Facebook, 98.9 The Bull's Facebook page. And you do know that Chase is on hold right now. He's hearing all this, and both of you are voluntarily coming on the show. What do you think Chase is going to say in moments?
I'm sure he's going to apologize again and just want me to, you know, let it roll off my back and, like, you know, move on like it didn't happen.
All right, hang tight.
I have a quick question for you because we know we're about to talk to him here in a second. You said that he didn't say happy birthday or anything. He completely forgot. Would it have been better or worse for you if he remembered but didn't have anything planned? Like if you said, hey, happy birthday, I didn't plan anything. I mean, I guess what I'm getting at is the fact that he completely forgot, that's the mistake. And I feel like that's more forgivable, that he was too busy to remember it.
Well, I want to welcome to the show right now, ladies and gentlemen. He's been hearing all this. Let's welcome Chase from Lacey. You are on Make Up or Break Up. Chase, what's up?
Evidently, nothing good. World's worst boyfriend here.
Okay. And I know it's got to be odd listening to all this. What's your take on this? I mean, obviously, Allie is still really upset that you completely blinked out and forgot her birthday.
I got to tell you, first of all, I hate excuses. You know, I really despise it when people do that. And I always try to just own up to something that's done, that's wrong, you know, and I missed her birthday. But I got to qualify you guys. There's more to the story than just her birthday.
Okay. And I believe there always is. Go ahead.
Well, for one thing, hi, Allie, for one thing. We've only been going out 5 months. It's not like we have a record book of all these incredible birthday experiences. This is the first birthday that I've even been aware of her birth date right now. And the fact that it slipped my mind, again, I hate making excuses, but I got stuff going on in my life that just kind of buries stuff like that. You know, I just got crummy stuff that interferes with fun stuff.
Like a lot of personal stuff, you're saying? Like things like what?
Well, yeah, like a custody battle for like the last 5 months.
Okay, I've been there.
Previous spouse, I'm sorry, whose birthday I'd like to forget, believe me.
Okay.
And I was up for a job in the last year that didn't work out, and and I've been just, you know, I'm upset. I'm upset that I'm being called out on this, to tell you the truth. And you know what else? What we're jumping over here is, what about the fact I take you out 2 or 3 times a week? How much affection I show you on a daily basis? I mean, why does everybody just have to be nice on someone's birthday? What about all the other stuff? Does that not add up? It's all one day that goes, you know, that I blew it on, and that makes me debatable.
Allie, would you forgive him in the fact that it sounds like he just kind of blanked out and just forgot the day? I mean, or is it really sort of affecting you that much that he forgot the first one?
I'm nuts about it. It won't happen again.
I can try to get over it. It's just really hurt my feelings. And, you know, Chase, I know that you care about me. I know that we, you know, you make an effort to, like, plan nice dates. And I do appreciate that. It's just, like, makes me feel like I'm not important to you that you forgot my birthday. And, I mean, it just makes me think, like, there's no doubt in my mind that Kevin would have thrown me a huge birthday. I mean, every birthday I've had for the past, like, you know,
who's
six
Kevin?
Years prior, I had a huge celebration. And
Kevin?
So,
yeah, who's
not
Kevin?
Your dad? Or
who's Kevin?
My ex.
Oh,
come on.
Dude. Yeah.
You're going to that? You're going to go to that card with it?
Well, I mean, I'm
okay,
not
now
trying
I'm
to,
really
like,
disappointed.
Compare you. It just reminded me of all my other, you know, most recent birthdays where I had just such a great time.
All right.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but
you brought this to the radio.
You can't ever compare.
This is gone. As far as I'm concerned, maybe you guys should try to catch up on it. And maybe there's still time for him to plan something marvelous.
Okay.
All right, hang on.
Yeah.
Let's put you on hold. Wait, hang on, guys. Yeah, we're going to put you on hold real quick. Wow. And we'll get this off the air. If you don't mind, we're going to pass along the phone number to our therapist in Renton. I would love to give you his information, please. 833-822-BULL. Text the show to 96459. Should they make up or break up? And Allie and Chase, I mean, thank you for voluntarily coming on the show. There's a lot of text messages coming in, a lot of phone calls coming in. So please just, you know, turn it up for a couple of minutes and see if you get any good advice, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to go to Michelle and Kent real quick. Michelle and Kent, how are you? It's Fitz. Should they make up or break up? Michelle? Kent? Caller, you're on the air. 167.
Sorry, I was muted. I apologize.
Oh, that's okay. Here. Are you on 167
I'm
right
so
now?
I'm used to working from home. I put my phone on mute all the time because of my dogs.
Don't worry, I do the same thing. So what do you think?
After hearing his side, I honestly feel like they should break up. I mean, it's not to throw her under the bus, but she sounds like a millennial. She sounds very vain into herself. I mean, he's going through a lot. It's, you know, like he said, they've only been dating between 5 and 9 months. You know, like she had said 9 months, but he said 5. You know, I think she should cut him some slack, or otherwise he deserves better. And then throw in the other boyfriend in the picture. You know, I've had great birthdays. I've had less than great birthdays. You know, it's a birthday. It's one time in the year. You know, every day should be a great day, not just one day.
Right. Michelle, thank you so much. I mean, these texts are coming in like crazy right now, Drew.
Yeah, they're just flying in.
Thank you, Michelle.
So before that last little bit, the texts were, you know, a little bit this way, a little bit that way. But when she dropped that boyfriend thing, the text exploded. And it's just break up. The whole, like, streaming in.
All right, let's go to Sue from also from Kent. Man, Kent has the 5-minute heroes this morning. Sue, your thoughts. Should they make up or break up?
Well, after her boyfriend's remark, you never bring that in. But as far as forgetting things, we all have cell phones. I'm not a millennial. I'm actually a little older than that.
Dang, everybody's going after the millennials today.
Yeah. Dang, what did
I mean, as a grandmother, I have to put stuff in my calendar. And you can set it for every year. It brings it back up every year, and you can send it a day, a week, 2 weeks prior.
But when men hear
that, you have plenty of time to get a gift or plan something.
When men hear that, though, it's like that means it's another step. It's like another step.
Right. I think they haven't been together long. Maybe they haven't been together long enough for him to put her birthday in his phone yet.
9 months. They've been together 9 months, Drew.
Was it 9 or 5? I don't even know
anymore. I think you have to kind of pass the first birthday before you log it.
Let's go to Tina in Olympia right now, who says you have to pick and choose your battles. Tina, what are your thoughts?
Well, initially I thought that they should stay together. However, when you bring old relationships into the mix, that's not a good start to a new relationship. And I would just say that picking and choosing your battles, you know, some things are small, and maybe his family didn't celebrate birthdays, and maybe birthdays are really important to her. But I would say if he genuinely apologized, that she should take ownership of that and recognize that he truly forgot.
Right. Thank you so much for your advice and your opinion this morning. I appreciate it. And I'll wrap up with Kevin in Seattle. Kevin. You think it was pretty
Good
low
morning.
Of her to bring
I'm
up?
I'm not that Kevin.
Okay, you're not that Kevin. Okay, yeah, I was wondering,
I'm
by the way.
I'm relieved to hear that.
Oh, boy.
But you're saying she should have never, ever brought up the ex?
Yeah, that was really low. That was at line. I think Chase needs to bounce.
Yeah, got it. That's cool. All right, Drew, as we look at the text messages coming in, the phone calls, 833-822-BULL, and all the texts to 96459. Percentage-wise, makeup or breakup today, what's up?
Well, like I said, this is a tale of two different numbers. The first number was hovering around even, but I will say in the last half of this, as soon as she mentioned Kevin, it went 100% breakup after that.
No kidding.
Latter half, 100%.
100?
Well, it's not overall, but the whole latter half was, so it's enough to override the first half.
Yeah.